You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning. It's Monday, August 25th, and it's also the start of the Democratic National Convention in Denver. Barack Obama at atop the ticket. He named his VP pick over the weekend, Joseph Biden. Lots for delegates to talk about there in Denver. And Takeaway political director Andrea Bernstein is in the middle of all of it. Good morning, Andrea. And what are people talking about?
Good morning, Adora. The sun is just beginning to rise here in Denver, and as the convention week dawns, there is quite a bit of anxiety. I think that Democrats would be surprised if, say, at the end of the primary season, they thought that just a few months ahead they would be worrying so much. But the polls are neck and neck. Obama is having some trouble despite all the indicators that are on the Democratic side, and the delegates realize that this is a week where they have to get some work done.
And what kind of work? What comes first? Is it a question of making sure that Hillary Clinton supporters feel like they are truly a part of the party since they've been slow to embrace Barack Obama?
I think that's a part of it. And I think that the convention schedule is sort of designed to roll out Barack Obama. Tonight, his wife, Michelle Obama, is speaking. His sister, Maya Soturo Ng, is speaking. And tonight is supposed to be the night. Each theme has a title. The DNC has sent out these schedules with titles. Tonight's is One Nation. So it's designed to show that America is a land of opportunity and to try to place Barack Obama in that American narrative. So each night is going to be doing something. And it's interesting that after so much campaigning and so many millions of dollars spent, the Democrats still feel like Barack Obama is not a known quantity or not as known as they would like him to be. So they're hoping by the end of the week that not only will the party be united, but that Americans will be primed to start hearing his message.
And what do you think the party needs to do in order to work towards being united and creating this great sense of excitement that usually comes out of these kinds of conventions? You've been to five. You know how this works, Andrew.
Age me. I think that the Hillary Clinton thing clearly is a big issue. I haven't been to a convention where so many people have come as delegates for a candidate, not the nominee. So it's a big issue and feelings are raw. But they have been saying that what they want to do is to leave with a sense of definition of their candidate who, after all this time, remains undefined. And the other thing that will be interesting about this week is the Democrats have said, Barack Obama's campaign advisors have said, we are going to take the gloves off on John McCain. You may remember back in 2004, John Kerry, it was all about his war heroism and not so much about Bush. And the Democrats, in hindsight, feel that was a mistake. So this year, they are saying, well, look, the Republicans have been trying to define us. Now we're going to turn it around and tell you a little something about them so that when you go to the voting booth, you will be realizing the choice you will be making. And they really do. I mean, one delegate I was speaking with last night really was quite convinced that at the end of the day, the Republicans' vote will be suppressed because of all of the issues that are going on in the country, the economy, the war, and the feeling by some more conservative Republicans that John McCain's record is a little bit suspect, and they feel that some of those on the very right wing of the Republican Party will simply stay home.
Well, obviously that'll yet to be seen, but definitely wishful thinking on Democrats' part. But in terms of taking the gloves off, Joe Biden is certainly the man to do that on behalf of Barack Obama.
Right. He's the one who famously said in the primaries that Rudy Giuliani couldn't construct a sentence, or his sentence only had a noun, a verb, and 9/11. So that was a famous debate line at the time when Rudy Giuliani was the Republican front runner. And I think they are hoping that Joe Biden will play that role. He is famously speaks off the top of his head, and I think some Democrats are beginning to see that as a strength of Joe Biden, that he will pummel the Republicans and appear to some swing voters to be refreshing, honest in the way that they feel that McCain is.
Andrea Bernstein, many thanks to you.
Thank you.
Andrea Bernstein, the Takeaway political director in Denver at the Democratic National Convention. You can look for her stories online. We have a team of folks who you want to look out for this week as we go through the convention.